It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's better than this, guys, being dudes here on the Draft Dudes podcast, presented by Locked On. It's Joe Marino and Kyle Krabs from the Draft Network, and we are your hosts here on this Monday edition of the show, talking NFC East. Kyle, there are no passionate fans from this division. This will be a boring show, I'm sure.
Before we get there, everyone please raise your glass and pour one out for former Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck. Wild.
Yeah, man.
Sad, too, because you could tell he was distraught by that decision. But if it's what's best for him, then all the little plebes in the world that want to call Andrew Luck soft, when you play through a lacerated kidney, broken ribs, a shoulder issue, whatever he's got going on now, and however many sacks this dude took in his first 5 years, when you walk through that fire and come out the other side, you can talk about Andrew Luck being soft. But otherwise, shut your mouth.
Ryan Grigson, I think his mismanagement of this franchise is a lot of the reason why we're sitting here right now talking about Andrew Luck being retired.
No question, because he talked about it's been a four-year cycle of injury, pain, rehab, another injury, pain, rehab, and doing it 4 years in a row and missing all of 2017 and the pain that he went through. And he said exactly that. He said, I told myself if I ever saw myself going down the path of what I had to go through in 2017, I would choose myself this time. So thank you very much, Ryan Grigson, for refusing to address the offensive line. They drafted, what, Ryan Kelly under his watch? And no other picks in the top 80, I think, on the line?
Yeah, just disastrous.
It's pathetic. Pathetic.
And the consequences of his disastrous roster decisions have led to this moment. And it's very disappointing because I think, if anything, as a football fan, I love watching Andrew Luck play. You know, and I'm going to miss watching him play on Sundays and just the type of player he is. Like, it's just, you love everything about him. He's super likable.
And I'll miss watching him play. Do you have any reaction to the Colts booing him off the field the last time they'll ever see him, like, as an active player?
I mean, that's something they have to live with, man. You know, that's very disappointing. And I think the whole thing really sucks in terms of the timing. You know, Andrew Luck didn't want that news to get out when it did, and he didn't get a chance to talk to his teammates yet. The press conference was supposed to be Sunday at 3:00. It winds up being after the game on Saturday. So just the timing there really sucked. And, I mean, obviously, like, it's a disappointing reaction, and it deserves to be frowned upon. So there's no silver lining. That's crap.
Can we talk about how spoiled Colts fans are? You went from 13 years of Peyton Manning directly into 7 years of Andrew Luck. And then, like, I had mentioned that yesterday, Joe, when I talked about where do the Colts go from here, talking about quarterback purgatory and how Colts fans, like, the concept of quarterback purgatory right now is inconceivable to at least one generation of Indianapolis Colts fans. No idea what it is. And then I had a Packers fan chime in and say, well, you know, it's kind of harder to be a good team and lose in the playoffs every year and not win the Super Bowl. And then my mentions devolved into a giant pissing contest and dick measuring contest on who has had the worst fan experience ever. Can we just all agree that, like, I would gladly take 11-5 and an AFC divisional round exit every single year versus perennially being 5-11 to 7-9?
And both the Packers and Colts have won Super Bowls in these people's lifetime. Like,
correct.
Somewhat recently. You got there. You did it.
Don't tell me it's harder to see your team win a Super Bowl in a Super Bowl window and then watch your team not get back to and win another Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's weird.
You want to talk about the NFC East?
Boy, do I ever.
Oh, boy. We may have a situation on our hands here, Joe, but we'll see how it goes. Just got a notification that my the battery in my mouse was critically low. The verbiage it gave me was critically low.
Okay. All right. So
let's see if we can get through all these picks here. Otherwise, I don't know how it's going to happen, but we'll make the most of it.
All right.
So recapping the concept for everybody, we're going division by division, picking every single game for all 32 teams in the NFL. And there is a website, playoffpredictors.com, that keeps track of your predictions for you. So we have made picks, and then we're going to come back and pick a different division, but it's already saved the results of the games that we've already predicted. So quick recap of the three divisions we've done in the NFC thus far. We're doing NFCs today. Rams win the NFC West at 12-4, Seahawks 10-6, 49ers 5-11, Cardinals 2-14. The NFC North, the Packers and Bears tied 11-5. The Packers win the division on a divisional tiebreaker. The Vikings finish third at 9-7. The Lions finish fourth at 5-11. The Saints win the South at 13-3. The Falcons are a wild card team at 12-4. We're very sorry for that. We didn't mean for that to happen, but here we are. Panthers finish 7-9. They're in third place in the NFC South, and the Buccaneers at 4-12 finish in last. Now, Joe, we've already picked six games for each of these teams in the NFC East. The Dallas Cowboys are currently sitting at 5-1. The Philadelphia Eagles are currently sitting at 3-3. And the Washington Redskins and New York Giants are both sitting at 1-5.
Kyle, do you feel like we kind of need to go back and look at those Colts games now? Because we're going to be done with the NFC, and if we shift something, it could severely change.
Yeah, let's do that.
I think we need to do it now.
Let's do that. Then we had the Colts going 3-1.
Ooh, that might be different.
Playing the NFC South.
Oh, really? Okay, so it may not change too much there, unless we had them beating the Colts or the Saints. Or the Saints or the Falcons.
We had them beating the Falcons, and it's in Indianapolis.
Okay.
That's a Week 3 game.
Okay.
Their only loss we gave them was to the Saints on Monday Night Football. So we had them beating the Bucs, Panthers, and Falcons.
Ooh.
Bucs is the other road game for Indianapolis. And then they play in Indy for Falcons Week 3 and Panthers Week 16.
You feeling any shifts here?
I mean, my eyes obviously go to the Falcons game.
Right. We had the Falcons at like 12-4, didn't we?
Yes. Yeah. So if we flip it, then we have the Saints and Falcons both going 13-3. And they'd both be 5-1 in the division.
Hmm. What do you want to do here?
It's the Colts home opener.
Against the Falcons?
And against the Falcons Week 3.
Well, here's the thing is it's more about me not thinking the Falcons should be 13-3. Then you know, we can find those losses for the Colts. But there's implications here that are massive.
Right. Well, I don't think we should use overhang and us being on the scene of knowing what the end result looks like to make a decision for a Week 3 game.
Yeah.
So just at the bottom line, if the Colts have their home opener Week 3 against the Falcons.
And it's not like Jacoby Brissett's been running with the ones all year. It's not like this right. is that sudden of a change.
No, yeah, he's going to be, they're going to go between 7-9 and 10-6 this year, in my opinion. They're right. still a very well-built football team. They've right. just lost the dynamic factor of having a fringe elite quarterback on their roster.
Right.
And now they have an average starting quarterback, in my opinion. Right. It's a very winnable game for the Colts and the home opener. So
I say we leave it.
I say we leave it too.
All these teams, and that's we're going to have to remember this because we both think very highly of the Cowboys and Eagles. These teams don't just win every single game.
Right. They're going to win some games. Now, do we want to reconsider the Bucks game?
That's the one I think that was popping because I think we undersold the Bucks a little bit.
Yeah, give me Bucks in that game. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do that. Which okay, doesn't Bucks, really shift that much, but
Bucks are now 5-11, still in last place.
Yep. Okay. I dig it.
Okay. And now the Colts are 2-2.
Can the Colts and they have their beating Carolina and Atlanta?
Yes, we have them beating Atlanta week 3 and we have them beating Carolina week 16.
In Carolina?
In Indianapolis.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. I know your hometown roots there were pulling for it, but I'm not going to happen.
My hometown roots, a.k.a. my wife loving the Panthers.
She listens to the show every day?
I don't think so. I think, you know, I heard Bill Burr talk about this one time because he was talking shit on his wife on like an appearance with like Letterman or something. And he goes, you know, she's over me. She's not listening to this. I think it's the same thing with her, you know. She's got
the novelties worn right. off.
I do radio between radio and 2 daily podcasts. There is no shortage of opportunities for me to talk football on a daily basis. And I think that it's common for her, you know?
Yeah. All right. We want to do the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. But real quick, does your wife listen to this podcast every day?
No.
All right.
We're driving places and I'm like, oh, you know, we had this really funny moment on Draft News today. Can we listen to it? And she goes, no.
Oh, dude, I do that all the time, but I win that. I do that all the time. Yeah.
She's like, no.
Yeah, you should listen to this. And she likes that.
Shut up anyway. So,
yeah. She doesn't even want to hear the funny moments.
No.
Wow.
I try and cherry pick them. And then she'll, like, if I force one on her, she'll laugh. But.
You just don't tell her. You just got to get it queued up and be like, hey, listen to this.
Right. Oh, yeah. This was funny today. Listen to this.
All right. What are we doing here?
Dallas Cowboys.
All right.
Because they currently lead the division based on the games we've already picked at 5-1.
Yep.
Cowboys home opener against the New York Giants.
Of course, I don't have that open. They're going to win that game. That's a win.
Yes. Do you want to do picks? Or yeah, do we want to talk
let's just
about
do picks,
teams?
Man. Let's do
yeah, because I know we're like, oh, we're 12 minutes in. It's
right,
great.
Yeah.
Cowboys on the road at the Washington Redskins.
It's 2-0.
2-0. Cowboys at home against the Miami Dolphins.
We got to take out AFC East games this time, don't we, brother?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, I think that's a win.
It's a win for Dallas.
Yeah.
It's a win for Dallas. And now we have them beating the Saints on the road. And then we have him beating the Packers at home.
Christ, there's going to have – okay.
Well, let's not overcorrect, right?
Yeah. Cowboys week Twitter six. Is on fire right now, Kyle.
Week six, Cowboys at Jets.
Is that the letdown game?
That's the letdown game because they play the Eagles at home the following week.
All right, let's give them an L. Damn, I hate giving the Jets a win there.
I know, but – and then they follow up the following week. Going into the bye, they play the Eagles week 7 in Dallas.
So what do you think there? I think we got to give them a split between that. Those games are going to split, right?
Are they?
The Philly-Dallas games?
Are they?
I think Philly's a better team than Dallas. So if they're not going to, I think Philly's going to win them both.
So do I.
Oh, well, then let's go. Let's go.
Eagles win.
Yeah.
Eagles win going into the bye.
Yep.
Big rivalry.
They looked ahead and lost.
And they lost them both. Yikes. So they're 5-2 going into their bye.
All right.
And then they come out of the bye and they play the Giants.
Win on Monday Night Football?
Yes. Monday Night Football in New York. It's still a win. Doesn't matter. We have them winning the following week against the Vikings at home.
Yep.
And then we have them winning week 11 in Detroit.
Yep.
So they're 9-1 through their first 10 games. Or I'm sorry, they're 9-2 through their first 10 games.
Here comes an L.
8-2. 8-2. Yes, they're playing in New England against Patriots.
Yep.
Win for the Pats. Bills at Cowboys.
On
Thursday Night Football. Short week.
It's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And I have Cowboys to watch the Bills lose a football game on Thanksgiving. Thank you. Yeah, thank you, NFL schedulers.
They're going to win. You know?
Dallas is going to win.
Dallas is what I mean. Dallas.
Yeah. I was so pissed when I saw this. You think I want to factor in a Bills game to my Thanksgiving Day plans? Much less one on the road in Dallas. Come on.
Right. You hate to see it.
You really do. I'm not thankful for that at all.
Okay. We have the Bears beating the Cowboys at home. or in Chicago the following Thursday.
If there ever was a game I feel inclined to switch, that'd be that one.
Why?
I don't know. It's at Chicago late in the year.
No, we debated this game extensively.
Yeah. When we Leave it. Leave it.
And the following week, with them having the benefit of a few extra days of preparation, we give them a home win against the Rams, week 15.
So this team has wins over the Saints, Packers, Rams, Vikings. Is handling business in the NFC, aren't they?
Well, they're going to get swept by the Eagles because the following week they play the Eagles in Philly.
Yeah, loss.
Loss.
What's their record?
10-5.
Oh, okay. This is fine.
Yeah. All right. Sitting here freaking out. I'm like, what are you talking
about? I just felt like we were just giving them way too much credit, but all right.
They went 10-5, and then they play the Redskins.
I know, 17. But they were 5-1 going into this conversation.
Win over Washington?
Yes.
In Dallas?
Yeah.
Yes, done. 11-5 Dallas Cowboys.
All right, congratulations. That doesn't necessarily get you into the playoffs based on the way we have it.
No, right? Well, no, do the Eagles next?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Eagles right now sitting at 5-3.
Yep.
They open the season at home against Washington.
Dub.
Win. Week two, they go to Atlanta. We've already given Atlanta a win in that football game.
Okay.
Week three, they host the Detroit Lions. We've already given the Eagles a win in that football game. Week four, they go to Green Bay on Thursday, and we gave Green Bay a win in that game as a short week home game on Thursday Night Football.
Yep.
Week five, they host the Jets, who are coming off the bye.
Kick their ass. Win.
Eagles win. Week six, we have the Vikings defeating the Eagles in Minnesota.
Yep.
So at this point, the Eagles are 3-3. Through their first six games, 3-3. But here comes the turnaround. Because we gave them the road win over the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep.
Then they go to Buffalo and play in Buffalo against the Bills.
Yeah, I'm obviously going to predict the Eagles to win here, but I will say this. If there's any potential for a Bills win here, this is the final game of a three-game road streak with a date with the Bears the following week. It kind of feels like a trap game, right? But they're not. Yes, they're not.
But
they're
I think with just the overall talent discrepancy between the two teams.
I get that. I just wanted to throw that in there a little bit. A little bit.
And then we gave the Eagles a home win the following week going into the bye week over Chicago.
All right.
So three-game win streak takes them from 3-3 to 6-3 going into the bye.
Look at this doozy coming out of the bye. Holy snikes.
And the Patriots are coming out of the bye too.
Oh, are they both coming out of the bye?
They're both coming out of the bye.
One of the pivotal games in the season. It's going to be the home team. Home team wins this game.
Yeah. So I was going to say the Patriots will not sweep the NFC East this year. They'll go 3-1.
Right.
So we're giving the Eagles the win.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
All right. The following week, we have them getting a victory over the Seattle Seahawks in Philadelphia.
Yep.
Oh, boy. This schedule softens up.
No, this is a tough road game in Miami in December.
They've got their last five games are one in Dallas that we've already picked, and Dolphins, Giants, Redskins, and Giants again.
They might win out.
Eagles in Miami. Eagles win.
Yep.
Giants in Philadelphia on Monday Night Football.
Dub.
Eagles win. Eagles at Redskins.
Eagles.
Is this a letdown game?
Cowboys? Oh, no. The Redskins game.
The Redskins game in Washington with the Cowboys coming to town on a very big and what's turning into
for the division Eagles game. At this,
yeah, I mean, the Eagles would be 11-2 or 10-2 going 10-3 going into the game at Washington. And at the same juncture in the season.
Give me a Redskins Cowboys, win. Give me a Redskins win.
Yeah, I feel like we have to get one win here that's like, you probably shouldn't have won that game, but you stole
it. And they're tough enough on defense, Washington is, that I think it can happen.
Yes.
And there's familiarity there. Like, Jay Gruden's been playing against this Eagles team for a couple of years now. Like, this isn't an unfamiliar foe here.
So then we have the Eagles beating the Cowboys week 16.
Yep.
And that, if the Redskins win that game, then both of these two teams come into this game at 10-4.
They have to be one more game than that.
Yeah, no, they both come into this game week 16 at 10-4.
Oh, into week 16. Got you. Yep.
Going in, that Cowboys Eagles game, we have both teams will be 10-4 playing in Philadelphia effectively for the division.
And we have the Eagles winning it.
And we have the Eagles winning that game.
Yep.
Eagles at Giants week 17.
Dub.
All right. Eagles have a bye. We have the NFC set.
Well, the Washington Redskins and New York Giants are still in play here.
Yeah, I know, but our playoff teams are set. All right, Washington Redskins. We've picked 10 games for Washington.
Really?
And they are 2-8.
Oh, okay. Case Keenum, starting quarterback for Howell.
Case Keenum, freaking starting quarterback. It's wild.
This guy's found a way to be a starter the last 3 years for three different teams, man. Give him credit. Or was it 4 years, the last 4 years? Minnesota, Denver, and Washington.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, good for
just
him.
Just bouncing around, you know?
Yeah.
Week one, we have them losing in Philadelphia. Week two, we have them losing to Dallas in Washington. Week three, we have them losing to Chicago on Monday Night Football. Week four, Redskins at Giants.
I think with the Redskins and Giants, we have them splitting and the home team wins.
Yes, I think that's fair. I'm going to plug both of those games in.
Yeah.
Boom and boom. It's done. Week five, Patriots at Redskins.
Okay, Patriots win.
Redskins Patriots lose. Win. Week six, Redskins in Miami, who is coming off the bye.
Miami.
I agree with you. I think that may be the first time we see Josh Rosen start a football game.
It could be Rosen versus Haskins.
Could be.
Because they probably want to get Haskins through the New England game. You don't want to put him out there against Belichick, man.
No, and they play Baltimore, right. Dallas, and the Chargers are the other three games before the bye for Miami.
And then look at Washington in certain terms of inserting Haskins. You got to get through Eagles, Cowboys, Bears, Giants, Patriots, and then it's like, okay, we can insert him right. here.
And then you can, I mean, they'll that Thursday game against Minnesota, week eight's tough.
Yeah, but it's the NFL, right? So you got to.
The Bills are going to be a good defense this year, too.
The Bills were number two in defense last year. Held opponents 179 passing yards a game.
They added Ed Oliver.
Yeah, and they improved cornerback too as well.
And they're going to have a big upgrade with Tremaine Edmonds in his second season.
Oh, he's been so good this preseason. Yeah.
All right. So we have the Dolphins winning at home.
Yep.
49ers versus Redskins. We've already picked the 49ers to win that football game.
Yep.
Washington in Minnesota on Thursday night. We've picked Minnesota to win that football game.
Yep.
Washington at Buffalo, week nine before the bye.
Sorry, Matty V. Dub.
Yeah, I know.
For the Bills.
I agree. Bills win. Now, here's the deal, Joe.
Yep.
We have the Redskins 0-9 to start the season.
You hate to see it. They're not that bad, but their schedule's tough, right?
Their schedule's not great. And the soft teams that they get, they got to go on the road for.
Exactly. Exactly. Here we go. We got a little stretch here of winnable games, maybe.
Yes, they do. They do. Now, we've technically already picked every game after the bye except for one.
Well, we'll give them a win over the Jets coming out of the bye. Hosting them at home.
Yes, they're coming out of the bye.
Yeah.
Playing the Jets. Give me the Redskins in that game.
Yep.
We've picked the Redskins to beat the Lions the following week.
The streak.
Two-game winning streak after 0-9 to start the year.
Yep.
Then they go on the road and they lose to Carolina, according to us.
Yep.
And then they go on the road again and they lose to Green Bay, according to us.
Yep.
Then we gave them the trap game against the Eagles. They beat the Eagles week 15.
I like it even more than ever.
They host the Giants week 16, and we've already said they'll split games and the home team will win each. So that gives Washington a win there, too. So they're 4-2 in their last, you know, maybe this is the swing in which Haskins comes in.
Yeah, just coming in, doing a nice job.
Ignites the offense a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Probably at this point, if they start 0-9, you're probably going to have a coach firing by week 9.
Yep. Maybe they'll let Brian be the head coach for a little while.
Yeah, maybe. That'd be fun.
Oh, please let it happen.
And then we have the Cowboys defeating the Redskins week 17.
So what are they, 4-12?
4-12.
Man, we have our teams that are good, they're good, and we have our teams that we don't think are good, they're bad.
Yeah, I mean, we've got two teams in the NFC that are like between 9-7 and 10-6. Vikings at 9-7, Panthers at 7-9.
And then everyone's like four or less or like 10 or more.
Well, five or less or 10 or more.
All right. Giants. This is, I mean, what do we got to pick? Like four games for them, right?
Yeah.
The AFC East
games. They got 12 games picked. Yeah. So all we have to do, we'll go through the full schedule. We have the Cowboys beating Giants week one. We have Bills at Giants week two.
I mean, the Bills start off at Jets at Giants. I think the Bills will beat the Giants.
You think they'll beat the Giants?
Yeah.
Will they beat the Jets, do you think?
Talk about that in five shows from now.
I think they win one of those games.
Well, then, if you think they win one of those games, it's the Giants.
Okay. So Bills take that game.
Fight you about that.
We have the Giants losing in Tampa to the Bucs week three.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the Giants beating the Redskins week four.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Vikings defeating the Giants in New York week five. And then a Thursday night game where the Giants have to go on the road and play the Patriots.
I've never seen the Giants lose to the Patriots, man.
Legitimately, when is the last time that happened?
I don't know.
It was the year the Giants beat them. They were the Patriots were 16-0.
I'm not
because the Patriots beat them week 17, and it was 35-28.
Do you know who's not walking through that door for the Giants? Justin Tuck, Jason Pierre-Paul, and Matthias Kiwanuka.
Smash the Patriots. Let's go.
Right.
Then we have the Giants losing at home to Arizona. Before getting a road win in Detroit.
Yep. Yeah.
So the Giants are 2-6. 2-6 in their first eight games.
Okay.
We have the Cowboys coming off the bye, beating the Giants on Monday Night Football. Now we have Giants at Jets. I guess you call it at Jets.
Right. I mean, is this a winnable game for them?
It's a winnable
game.
Going into the bye. Yes.
Yeah.
Giants. Bye week. Week 12, we have the Giants coming out of the bye losing to the Bears. Oh, what a brutal three-game stretch this is out of the bye.
Yeah.
Then they host the Packers. We have the Packers winning. And then Monday Night Football against the Eagles, and we have the Eagles winning that football game. Week 15, the Dolphins come to town to play the Giants. This is probably a Giants dub.
Okay.
I could fight it and say that the Dolphins could win that game, but I'm going to not be a homer here, and I'm just going to say, well, it's a late season game. Dolphins do not have depth. Their depth will be tested by injuries by this point in the season. The Dolphins had an early bye.
I just want to know if it's going to be Daniel Jones versus Josh Rosen.
No. Well, maybe at this point, yeah. Probably could be.
Which quarterback is less likely to be the starter, assuming everyone's healthy?
Between Rosen and Jones?
Yeah, week 15, December 15th.
Jones, because Eli Manning's still there.
That's a fascinating situation right now with how well he's played in the preseason.
It is.
We'll see.
And we have this stereotype about us at the Draft Network that everybody hates Daniel Jones now. Which, like, we just didn't like the value of the pick.
Right.
Like I said, he could be a starting quarterback.
Right. Read the reports.
I believe you said the same thing. Just read the report. Don't think Kyle made fun of the Giants for making a highlight video of fullback passes.
He's not a top 10 pick, caliber pick. Read the reports.
Doesn't mean he can't be a quality starting quarterback.
Right.
Called context. Okay. Week 16, we have the Redskins defeating the Giants at home. And then week 17, we have the Eagles defeating the Giants in New York.
So what's the record?
4-12.
So we have 11-5, two 11-5s and two 4-12s?
Incorrect.
What is it?
We have a 12-4, an 11-5, and two 4-12s.
Okay. So the NFC's done. Tell us all about what happens here.
Okay, this is fun. The New Orleans Saints are 13-3. They are your number one seed in the NFC playoffs. the Philadelphia Eagles at 12-4 based on a tiebreaker. I don't know if it's common opponents or strength of schedule or what it is, are being given the 2 seed at 12-4 over the LA Rams, who are also 12-4 as the 3 seed. The 4 seed is the Green Bay Packers at 11-5, winning a divisional tiebreaker with the Chicago Bears. The first wild card team is the Atlanta Falcons at 12-4.
That's a big 5-game improvement for them, but with those injuries, man, it makes sense.
Yes. They're going to have a lot of reinforcements this coming this year. Now, we have both the Cowboys and Bears finishing at 11-5 in only one spot.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And we also have the Seattle Seahawks at 10-6 missing the playoffs.
Oh, wow. So who's in? Who's the 6th seed?
Who do you think it is?
The Bears.
It's the Bears?
So the Cowboys missed the playoffs?
We have the Cowboys missing the playoffs at 11-5.
Oh, my God, Kyle. Twitter's going to explode. I mean, if that really happened.
I mean, we picked them to go 11-5.
Yeah, sorry. The rest of the conference is good. I mean,
are you going to sit there? The only thing you can really do is be like, oh, well, you had us losing to Chicago in the Cowboys should have beaten the Bears week 14 in Chicago on Thursday Night Football.
If it comes down to that game, the process of picking the Bears in that game is very logical.
Yeah.
At this point.
But
right?
even still then, we gave the Cowboys a win over the Rams, which could have been very easily gone the other way. We gave the Cowboys a win over the Packers, which very easily could have gone the other way. We gave the Cowboys a win over the Saints, which very easily could have won the other way.
Right. It's just
like we gave them the benefit of the. It's a very good conference, and somebody's going to be on the outside looking in.
Right. And here's the other thing. Like right now, we're talking about these teams basically at full strength.
Correct.
You know, and so it's easy for us to be like, yeah, the best teams are the best teams. The worst teams are the worst teams. But there's going to be things that are going to happen throughout the course of the season that will give some of those teams in the bottom wins against teams up top because of an injury. But we can't sit here on August, the end of August, and predict that kind of crap.
It's just kind of an overviewing look at what is the talent of the team? What is the favorability of the schedule? How can you best prognosticate how that's going to go?
Right.
So the worst team in the NFC, according to us, is the Arizona Cardinals. We have them going 2-14.
So what's the what's the draft order right now? Obviously, the AFC needs to be factored in, but like
the draft order for the NFC?
Yeah, it's the number one pick overall is Arizona.
Arizona.
I think we're not going to have a 2-14 team in the AFC.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Maybe the Bengals.
Maybe.
We already have the Bengals at 1-3, and their one win was over the Cardinals.
All right. We'll find a win for them. I'm sure we will.
Oh, they have winnable games.
Yeah, and they'll win two of them. Yeah. Oh, you're dumb.
The good thing about when we get to the Bills. They play the Raiders this year, too.
When we get to the Bills and Dolphins, they're only going to have to pick 4 games for them.
Right, because it's going to be – and it's just effectively against each other.
Right.
All right, so the full draft order, quote-unquote, is Cardinals 2-14, Giants 4-12, Redskins 4-12, Buccaneers 5-11, 49ers 5-11, Lions 5-11, Panthers 7-9, Vikings 9-7, Seahawks 10-6, Cowboys 11-5, Bears 11-5, Falcons 12-4, Packers 11-5 because they won the division. Rams 12-4, Eagles 12-4, Saints 13-3.
And when you kind of look at this compared to last year's standings, the big winners, the big growth that we are forecasting are the Packers and Falcons. Packers finished 6-9-1. Falcons were 7-9 last year. So that those were the big teams that we as we've worked through this, we're buying into the improvements there. Yeah. And the teams basically stayed bad.
Eagles getting a 3-game boost.
Yeah, that's true. 9-7.
Washington regressing.
which makes sense because, I mean, they're right now they're starting Case Keenum to bridge to Dwayne Haskins. Like, what?
Who's a rookie quarterback?
And they have no weapons like pass catching weapons that are that exciting.
Right. And Jordan Reed's already hurt again.
I mean, yeah, of course. It's every year he's hurt. I mean, I respect their defense a little bit. I like what they have, but they're not going to be able to keep pace.
Yeah, especially with some of the explosiveness that you're going to get in this conference this year.
Right.
So many explosive offenses. So there you have it. That's what the NFC is going to look like this year, according to the draft dudes. We'll do start the AFC, I guess, on Wednesday, right, with Toddy's. We got to do Toddy's tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. So we're
takes on takes.
Oh, man, I'd love to get it all in this week so that way we can start fresh.
So would I. We should just skip takes on takes.
Oh, that'd be so sad. Can we do? I mean, we're going to have less games to pick, right, towards the end. Can we double up like AFC East and AFC North on like Friday?
Maybe we could.
We got to do picks Thursday.
All right. So let's do takes on takes. We'll do one division on Wednesday, a division and picks on Thursday, and two divisions on Friday.
Yeah. People have heard us talk Bills Dolphins for.
You guys don't need to hear that.
Yeah.
All right, that's the schedule. So come back, hit subscribe, see us again. Thanks as always for listening to the Draft Dudes Podcast.